Welcome to KAWC's The Hotspot, produced by the KAWC City Newsroom. We look forward to bringing you news that matters to Yuma and La Paz counties. I'm Elias Alvarez, and this week, as the KAWC Student Newsroom Summer Training wraps up, we reflected on our students' journey in the program.
Hi, my name is Max Schwitzing.
I'm Elias Alvarez.
I'm Javier Cortez.
I'm Max Zachariasen.
Hi, I'm Maya Manry.
Hi, I'm Nicholas Foley.
Hello again. My name's Chloe Michael.
I'm Radini Aguirre.
So reflecting a bit back on the work that we've done here, what is something you guys say you would take away from this experience?
Just go out and do it. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, try again.
There's so much more going on than we think. And I give credit to this because if it wasn't for this workshop, I would feel like I wouldn't know how to find the resources or who to talk to or how to approach people. So that's sort of what I got for that.
For myself, I would probably say creating the story isn't always as linear as I picture it's going to be. Like, just because like I have a vision for how a story's going to go does not mean that that's where the story's actually going to take me, because pretty much in every piece that I've worked on, it evolved from the start from what I wanted it to be into something usually completely different by the end, but still something that I'm proud of nonetheless. But I guess sort of learning to follow the story is something that I'm taking away from this particularly.
Not for sure, because like after the protest, I thought that it was going to be easy, that we'd always get stories like that. That would be something interesting. But like eventually, like after that week that where we had to do like the sound of the week, and it was just something really simple in comparison where you didn't have a lot to work with. Like the story didn't write itself. You had to make the story. I found that to be really interesting and something really to take away from it.
If you think something's interesting, go find out about it. Sometimes stuff will happen, like the protest, and it's like, ooh, I can go. But other times, you got to be like, what is something that I can talk about? What is something I can share? Go find out about it.
Yeah, I think that's one really cool thing about like public radio and like working here is learning about just how much stuff actually goes on in Yuma that we just like never hear about. Especially, I think, like as young people, or even maybe just everybody in general, like we're so like wrapped up in like online spaces and consuming stuff like on like national news that we don't really like get local and like get to talking to people in our communities about like what's actually impacting them every day. So that's sort of like my biggest takeaway from the workshop is being able to learn more about the spaces around me.
And then when you find about those spaces, you find about more spaces. It's like, oh, I didn't know this was connected to this. Or it's like, oh, what's something similar to this here? You find out. You have knowledge.
Yeah, there's always a story somewhere. It's just a matter of like actually going out and finding it. And I think that that's just being made very prevalent is like, because we do live in this small town that sort of gets like that rap for being like boring or not something to do. But like all of you have just proved that wrong throughout the course of this by going out and finding those interesting people and finding those stories and sharing that with the community. I think that that's one of the most powerful things that you can do.
And it's not always like the same resources that are expected. With me, some of the sources that I found that were going on in town, I had to go on social media or I had asked friends about it. You know, I think it's also just a matter of like how much you keep digging and how much effort we put into things and who we talk to, really.
Yeah, I never really, until this, thought about local news that much, just like international. That's all I'd read. But it was very interesting to see more relevant things to me. And I had a good time getting more involved in that.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like definitely something that I learned last year when we stuck here was that it's just that we always focus on the big picture, you know, the international news, what's going on in the big world around us, but never what happens in our small town. You know, something that's around you is always, there's always going to be something big around you, but you don't really know until you're actually looking and paying attention to what's happening to you locally or what's happening here closer to you instead of just like looking at what is happening to the whole world. It's kind of just taking a step back and just really, really paying attention to where you're standing and what's happening around you.
Especially in the world today when there's so much going on, it's really easy to get lost in those big headlines that almost don't affect you. Whereas when it comes to like producing local stories, that's your community. That's your representation of like what you know and the people that you've met along the way. It's cool that we're able to take a step back from that giant picture that is almost out of our control and take control of the things that we can.
No, for sure. The focus on things that actually affect us has been probably one of the most important things to take away from just news in general. Because personally, I've always focused on big news and I was worried about it when I was like younger. And I started to realize when I got a bit older that most of that big news headline stuff that you said, it really doesn't affect you in the big picture.
What's your guys' favorite thing that you worked on throughout the summer?
So funny, I was just about to ask that. I was gonna say, like what project or piece you worked on? Because you were talking about how like, oh, it's been super cool, like figuring out like what impacts our community. Like, what are the pieces that you guys made that you think sort of like reflects that?
For me, probably editing. Me and Maya did an interview with a teacher about AI in education. And I didn't conduct it, but editing it, because it was very long. It was like 30 minutes. And so that was a whole ordeal. It took a long time, but I was pretty happy with what I came up with.
I would say I kind of liked my Nikki's Chickies story. And that was sort of one of the things that where I started with an idea of what I wanted it to be. And then it just turned into something entirely different. And it was a fun story, a little feature on like a local business and how they deal with the problems that all of us as consumers deal with. And it was kind of cool to get that little spotlight on there when I was just trying to talk about big picture egg prices, you know. And once again, it kind of took zooming out and focusing on what was actually important about that story to our community.
Honestly, my favorite thing I worked on was probably the thing that I would say impacted the community the least, which is the sound of the week. I just like story crafting. I like making an environment around something and finding something so simple within, what, like 20 feet or more of me and writing about my experience and why I think, like, the physical feeling of a page turning is just so much more comforting than swiping on a digital phone while reading.
You took something that's like kind of it almost seems boring on the surface, but you made it an interesting space just with your use of sound.
I like doing that. I like making something feel important. It's dramatic, but I like making a mountain out of a molehill.
I really liked doing the flash interviews, especially with like the Miss Oceans to Ocean project. But I feel like that also circles back to what we were saying earlier on how just like it started as a flash interview, just like going up to a random stranger and asking them like, what are you doing? What's something interesting? And then it became like this whole story.
So I think that is also one thing that sort of like what Nick touched on, how like you can go into a story like thinking you're going to capture something and get something completely different. And that's not always a bad thing, right? Like you went in for a flash interview and yeah, we couldn't use that as a flash interview because flash interviews are super fun and upbeat. But also, it gave us the chance to explore like that heavier topic that really matters to a lot of people in Yuma.
Personally, for me, the most fun that I had was that protest day, because on top of the protest, I went to the 250th anniversary right after. So I got to interview a lot of different people.
Yeah, you were all over the place, though.
Yeah, I was. That's probably the funnest part that I had during this whole process, was just talking to people and hearing the stories. Because it's always so interesting hearing so many different perspectives, so many different, like, where people come from, what their story is of how they got to where they are now. Like, that's always interesting.
I would like to say that one of my favorite projects while I was working on during this time was The Spot. More specifically, it was the Backpack to Success, because one of the reasons why I went to ask for this interview is because I think the lady who was running it, she was just giving back to her community and like helping kids make going back to school easier. I just really like seeing people make differences like that in the communities.
Yeah, so going off on all the good work we've done, we all had kind of like a bit of rough stepping the first few weeks. So what were the challenges that you guys faced that you had to overcome during this internship?
One of the challenges that I've overcame is I've noticed how short amount of time that we have with people that we interview. And like, I feel like in some cases, I want to ask a lot of questions, but we can't always ask all the questions. So the hardest thing for me was to narrow down the right questions that can, you know, cover what the event is about, but cover why maybe this event is going on, how do they feel about it, and like squish that all in like maybe like 5 minutes, 10 minutes. It just, that was always a challenge for me, but I feel like I came a long way since then. So
I think one thing I still struggle with is remembering that the questions I'm asking are audio, because I'm seeing stuff and it's like, I want to ask a question about that. But people aren't going to be able to see that. They can only hear that. So it's hard to remember that. Also, my biggest challenge is editing. I learned how technologically inept I am this summer trying to work any audio program. But learning even just the basics helped a lot.
I agree. Everything was timed. Like, everything had to be a certain amount of time, and it was just fitting everything in, like, that coherent time frame.
I'm for sure script writing was probably one of the most difficult challenges for me personally, because, again, you had to make something out of, you had to turn a little molehill into a mountain a lot of the times that you had to work with the script.
I agree, because script writing was also one of my struggles as well, because, like, I cannot believe how many times I had to go back and rewrite something, and then I realized I said multiple things and I was being so redundant.
For me, it was mainly because, like, when it comes to, like, English classes, like, in college here, is that I'm used to, like, really padding out my essays. Like, I need to make this thing really long, and then I need to make it sound coherent. So with this, it was the opposite. I need to make this sound as coherent as possible in the least amount of words instead of the most.
Yeah, it's interesting that sort of flip side, where it's like, it's almost harder to write short pieces because you need to fit so much information into like 1 minute or 30 seconds.
Yeah, for sure.
I think one of my challenges, it kind of falls in line with everyone else's, is it's that idea of killing your babies when you get really attached to something that you've done, something that you've created, a story, a narrative that you really like, and then you bring it in, you're proud of it, and then everyone just tears it apart. And like, that's like a part of the process, and that's how you improve and get better. But having to change, like, my stories that I would get attached to after putting in X amount of hours, that's always something that gets easier, doesn't at the same time, because you're just like, ah, this is good. This tells the story, but it can always improve.
Yeah, about how you have to condense things. I don't know. But also hard is condensing what other people say. Like, if you have an interview, it's like 5 minutes, but you only have 1 minute. You have to find the most relevant things and make sure it flows right.
That's the double-edged sword of, like, interviewing someone, is that it's what they'll talk about be important. They also just might talk a lot, and a lot of that stuff might just not be as important as everything else they have to say. And it's, and you don't want to be rude. Even afterwards, I feel rude being like, ah, oh, you were such a nice person, but shut up sometimes. I would love for you to talk about all this stuff, but you have like 20 seconds, and I need that good 20 seconds.
Yeah, being able to find that 20 seconds is definitely like a skill that I've learned from interviewing people.
What about for you guys, for Mac and Elias, like as sort of the leaders of the student newsroom, what were some of the challenges or learning curves that you guys faced?
I don't know. I think this might be like one of the first times I've stepped into sort of like a leadership position, especially like in work. So, you know, being able to not only like manage like our work that we had to do to like produce for the radio, but also make sure that you guys were getting the most out of this workshop that you could, right? Making sure that you guys like knew what you needed to get done, were learning stuff that was like relevant and necessary, and making sure that sort of like our meetings throughout the summer really actually helped set you guys up for success. So I think that was sort of like the biggest like learning curve for me, was like, okay, I know what I need to do, but how can I like present that in a way that everybody finds helpful for them?
Yeah, and I mean, also just kind of like teaching itself. It's kind of, I mean, I'm not looking to go into like a job with teaching probably, but this was kind of like my first time in a full position where I was like, oh, I have to teach other people to learn what I already know. And it's kind of like, you have your knowledge, you know how to do your job, but knowing this way works for me, but then you try to explain it to somebody else the same way and it just doesn't work. You know, it's kind of like teaching what you know in a way that somebody else will understand.
It really was awesome getting to work with you all this summer. And putting together so many different projects, having you guys contribute to the hotspot was super cool. And I think sort of like my favorite part of like this whole sort of like project is being able to get more voices in. Because for the past year, it has really just been me and Elias yapping at each other every week. So being able to hear from other people and other perspectives is super exciting.
Hey, we could say the hotspot was this group's baby. We've created it, man.
That's right.
So going, taking this into account, knowing that not all of us are going into like a career focused on journalism, what are the next steps for you guys after this? What are our steps for the future?
For myself, I'm finishing up my degree here at AWC in media arts, and then looking at Phoenix in the next year to go after my bachelor's degree and move there with my wife. And buy a house with, hopefully in the next year. So I have a busy year ahead of me. So.
Same here. I'm just going to focus on my degree right now in business generals right now. And then I'm planning on transferring to university after I'm done with the degree here at AWC.
For me, my next plan is to finish up my degree in education. My hopes is to become a drama teacher and just sort of have fun with that. Live life.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be sticking around in the newsroom. I'm going to be taking a break this semester, but I'll be back in the spring.
I'm also finishing my degree and eventually will probably move to Tucson and do university.
I will be going to Flagstaff NAU to study there. Computer engineering, most likely. I would like to maybe work in some way in like a production side of something like this.
I'm starting my degree here in television production. And then once I get that, I'm going to try to get into a film school. Because my biggest dream is to be a director.
KAWC The Hotspot is produced by the KAWC Student Newsroom at KAWC Colorado River Public Media. Check us out on Instagram, Blue Sky, and Facebook at Hotspot KAWC. This show is available as a podcaster online at KAWC.org under the Shows tab. The KAWC Student Newsroom is supported by our listeners and by the Local News Initiative at the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona and the Scripps Howard Fund. Our theme music is Selection Time by Karen Abel. The Flash Interviews music is Funmeister by Theo JT. Both are available at freesound.org. I'm Elias Alvarez, bringing the heat to Yuma and La Paz. It's The Hotspot.